This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There comes every now and then an economic report that makes you go, wait, what? Today is one of those days. The Federal Reserve does a survey of consumer finances every 3 years, the most recent of which came out yesterday. And it shows median income was down almost 8%, which makes sense given the recession. But there is one nugget that has economists scratching their heads. Turns out the more money and the more education that you had, the bigger your losses. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports.
Just to make clear, we're not talking about net worth, like houses, yachts, or land. We're talking income, like from a paycheck. And according to the Fed's latest survey, incomes among the American middle class dropped the most during the recession. The bottom 25% of earners fell too, but by much less. Timothy Smeeting at the University of Wisconsin says the poor had less to lose, of course, but he says the public safety net was what really helped them weather the recession, especially aid like food stamps.
You only need to be poor to get it, and many states have eased access to the program such that it provides a real stabilizer.
But what about low-income Americans who weren't collecting public assistance? They didn't lose as much ground as the college-educated middle either.
That's the puzzle. Many of them might have moved in with someone else because they couldn't afford their own apartment anymore. Some of them probably, you know, I don't know. That's the best answer I've got there. I'm sorry.
Smeeting says he and other economists have been emailing and texting about this puzzle all day. We caught NYU economist Ed Wolf on his cell phone. He suspects the income numbers are skewed somewhat by all those recent grads stuck working part-time at the Gap.
I don't think this is a long-term situation. I think eventually college graduates will get back into their usual relatively high-paying jobs.
Timothy Smeeting says this week's Fed report should not discourage Americans from getting a BA. College grads still make more money overall, that is, when they have a job. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.